Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Adulting Millennial Speech, the podcast. And once again, this is your host, Janine. And for today's podcast episode, let's talk about goals. So why do we have goals? I don't know, to be honest. Each one of us have different goals in life. And some of those are short-term goals, some of those are long-term goals. But for me, goals are very important to make you feel like you were able to fulfill a well-lived life. Well, it really depends on the person, but for me, that's how I see it. And for me to reach my goals, I would usually break it down per annual, parang, you know, annually, tapos quarterly, monthly, and then weekly. And then there goes daily. Because in that way, it would be easier for me to reach my goals and hindi siya overwhelming. I don't know if you've seen it sa mga social media, like that photo of stairs na the stairs na malaki yung parang gap to each other and the stairs na little steps. And it would say that consistency is very important over intensity, which is, by the way, really true. Kasi if you would just reach and reach yung sobrang lalaking goals or things that you'll have to do, it would be a lot harder for you. But if you would start with the small things and keep showing up for yourself, being more consistent, then that would be a lot more sustainable and magiging mas madali siya sa'yo. At the same time, you should also be fueled not just by motivation. Motivation is something that is good to have, but it is not good for like something to just rely on. Kasi, believe it or not, I mean, let's face it and let's be honest, we are not always motivated. We have our bad days, right? So, I feel like it's very important to be disciplined. As in, yun yung for me, very important na maging disiplinado ka as a person. Not just, you know, everyday motivated ka, pero you're not doing your thing, right? There's a huge difference between the two. So, for me, discipline talaga over motivation. Best example for this one are like, yung mga gym goers. I would like to share lang din since I started going back to the gym na rin last year. So, when I first started, I started with just 1 kg of dumbbells and super bigat niya for me, as in super bigat talaga. And then eventually, I started to increase the weight. So yung coach ko yung nag-increase na ng weight. And then right now, I can already do 5 kg. So, diba? But you have to make sure pa din, diba, na hindi biglaan yung increase ng weight. It took me like weekly. And very dedicated talaga ako. So, yun. And then, you have to make sure pa rin na quality yung set na nagagawa mo. So, you also need to be patient talaga. So, yun. Another thing is for me to show up sa gym, tinatanggal ko lahat ng friction sa buhay ko. So, ako kasi when for waking up, I have no problems with that one. Kasi yung body clock ko talaga, 4:30 a.m. or 5 a.m. gising na ako. So, nag-start na ako prepping pupunta sa gym, ganyan. During the night, before ako pupunta sa gym, nakaayos na yung bag ko, nakalabas na yung susuotin ko. Pupunta na lang ako sa bathroom to wash and then like, naayos ko na yung bed ko and everything. Nakapag-clean na ako ng room. Yun. And then, ayun, it would be easier for me to just show up sa gym. And there are times talaga, to be honest, na Gising naman ako, pero ayoko bumangon. Just to be honest with you. Pero I would still push myself to do it. Kasi, ayun nga, that's what you call discipline. And I owe it to myself to show up. Right? At the end of the day, ikaw lang naman yung gagawa nun eh. So, ayun. To be honest, it's not always rainbows and butterflies. But it's not easy. But if you're disciplined, then go. Diba? Magiging madali siya. And another thing is that a lot of people would stop with their goals kapag nag-fail sila sa isang bagay. For me, we just have to be patient. Really patient. And don't see failures as failures. Quote-unquote failures. We have to change our perspective doon sa part na yun. Kasi those failures are actually lessons and they are just preparing you for what's coming. And just that, everything's gonna be better. You just have to keep showing up for yourself, continue what you're doing. Para syempre, like, if what you've been doing failed na rin, think of a way to further improve that one. Take it as a lesson to improve. And then eventually, you'll get there. Maybe not now, but eventually, in the near future, it will be there. You will get there.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Another thing is that we also just have to just start. I know na kaka New Year lang last year, no, noong January. So, usong-uso yung New Year, New Me. Maraming pumunta sa gym, maraming nag-enroll. Pero most likely, maraming na nag-quit sa pag-show up sa gym. Another thing is yung they will just start na lang, Monday na lang, or first day of the next month na lang mag-start para ma-refresh siya, no? But to be honest, every day is actually an opportunity for us to start. And if I will be frank then, I used to be one of those people na New Year, New Me. But then eventually, I realized, bakit every New Year lang? Bakit every Monday lang? Bakit every first day of the month lang? Bakit hindi every day? Again, it's all about perspective. So, every day is really an opportunity for us to start. Every day is an opportunity for us to do the things that we want to do and to reach our goals. One thing that I would also like to share was when I started this podcast episode. I mean, not this podcast episode, but rather this podcast. So, I don't know if you're familiar, pero I started way back 2020 during the peak of pandemic. And it's been a while na rin talaga since I really wanted to start my own podcast. But then, nahihiya. Iniisip ko kung anong iisipin ng iba. But during that time, I realized, why would I think about what other people would think of me. Eh, at the end of the day, hindi naman nila goals to and let there be cringe talaga. So, ginawa ko na lang siya and I really didn't expect that other people would listen sa podcast. I mean, of course, people would listen kasi nga sa Spotify, pero yung people would really listen to it intentionally. Just start. you have no idea kung anong mangyayari when you just start. Also, your daily habits would highly contribute and help you reach your goals. So, you have to make sure that your habits are actually aligned to your goals. And saan kayo nakakita, for example, ng MVP or basketball player na hindi nagtitrain everyday or chain smoker siya or like, what else? Pangit yung eating habits niya, right? Saan kayo nakakita ng ganong basketball player? I mean, if chain smoker siya, edi yung lungs niya. I mean, madali siyang hinalin. So, in terms of his health, hindi okay yung condition niya. That's just one example. Another thing din siguro is, saan kayo nakakita ng someone na gusto maging millionaire, pero grabe yung spending habits, pangit. Maraming utang, for example, sa credit card. Right? Do you think that person, if he or she will continue yung ganong habits, do you think that person would reach their goal na maging millionaire or maging successful sa life, basically? I don't want to use the word successful kasi that we have our own definition of successful. Iba-iba tayo ng definition. But, for example, yung definition niya ng successful is maging mayaman. Right? So, ayun. Also, one of the things then na I would ask during job interviews is what are the core values of the company? Ayun din. Kasi I want to make sure na align yung core values ko sa core values nila. So, dapat nag-align yung mga bagay. That's just one example. With my current company, one of their core values is actually getting 1% better every day. And that is something that I could really resonate. Kasi I'm a huge fan of Atomic Habits and I highly believe, as someone who invested early and really investing talaga, I highly believe in the power of compound interest or compounding interest na time talaga. It's all about the time, kung kailan ka nag-start, and you being consistent rather than sa intensity and late ka magsa-start. Kasi at the end of the day, if i-average mo yun, mas mataas pa rin yung nag-start ng maaga and consistent siya compared doon sa late na nag-start tapos very intense. Yung binigay niyang effort is sobrang laki. At the same time, hindi din siya ganun ka-sustainable. So, yeah, to wrap things up, just build healthy habits and keep showing up for yourself and everything else will follow.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.